Do you feel that the baghouse does an efficient job of cleaning the waste?
I do. I feel like it's as good as way as can be. I hadn't seen it. I put it this way. I haven't seen any way that I think is as good as this baghouse.
And
there,
does all the factories use the same kind of thing, or is it different?
All the U.S. pipe use the same type. Well, it could, you know, some of them bigger and some of them large, smaller. But all of U.S. pipe uses the same type of pollution.
So, like, if you were making something, something other than, like, using ductile or anything, you'd use a different type of pollution?
Yeah, most all your founders have used a baghouse for all smoke. We have two or three small baghouses. We have on our cleaning machine, we have a baghouse. Baghouses are more or less used in cleaning air or keep from polluting air. We have three or four more baghouses besides the biggest one. It's at the Cupolo, but we have two or three cleaning machines that have smaller baghouses. I don't know how many bags they have in them. One of them, I think, has 260 bags. One don't have it, 8 or 10 bags.
And that's iron's melted there too?
No, this is
something else.
Cleaning machine. The castings are made in U.S. castings. They have sand molds. And the sand, the metal burns into the sand. Then when they put them in a cleaning machine, it makes a smoke, dust, when the castings are clean, and they have to have a baghouse to operate the cleaning machine.
And the castings are anything that y'all make?
Yeah. And then they have baghouses on the grinders, too. The grinders put out it's a dust. And they have bag houses, so fans pulling the dust off of the castings that the men are grinding. And all cleaning machines has to have some kind of dust collector. We have a dust collector. We call it dust collector. We call it that one on the cube of the bag house.
So the smaller ones are dust collectors.
They have two or three different types of dust collectors now. They have one that is water operated, that the stuff coming off of the cleaning machines go into a water bath. We had one, but we took it out before I left. The dust collector that went into water and settled the particles that the fans was pulling off the cleaning machine would settle in that water. And then we used to that. It had a chain thing that would pull that settlings out into the pan.
So that's not used to make cement or anything. It's just
used to clean the casting. And the others are just used either for a man's grinding, still them sparks flying up, and a fan that pulls the sparks off of the casting into a bag. State EPA made us put them in. Let's use baghouses for all the grinders.
So there's...
There's several different types of... collecting the particles coming off of different things at the size of the bag house. The main was one on the cupola. Mm-hmm. It used to put out cinders, cover you up. I mean, they would burn. You'd be standing on the ground and things come out of that cupola and just burn little spots on your shirts.
What'd you do, just run it whenever there wasn't anyone there?
No, we run it. Back then, they didn't. There wasn't any pollution. Just blow it up in the air. And it'd go up so high, then it'd fall back to the ground.
Yeah, I didn't.
You've seen them, haven't you? You are probably old enough to remember, see smoke coming out of a pipe shop.
Yeah.
Well, that was before they put the baghouse in.
Y'all didn't care for getting burnt.
Well, it would, you know, sometimes if you're blowing, operate the cupola real hard, it'd blow the little specks out, and they'd hit on you and just burn the little spots on, like droppers.
That's why my daddy had all the old shirts had holes in them. Yeah. Is that why?
Either mold blowed out on his.
Well, he used to have a whole bunch of them. I remember whenever I was little, he used to have a whole bunch of them that had little holes on them.
Yeah.
I never.
That was long. That was in the 50s and 60s. You couldn't stand around a cupola if you didn't have one nut or something. Oh, really? But now it's altogether different. You don't see any of them particles coming out of the cupola now. It goes to the bag now. But you need to go down, you need to get your dad to carry you in down there and let him show you some of that dust that comes out of the bag house. You'd be amazed. In fact, we've tried to sell it to people to make different stuff out of it.
The dust. Can he get me in down there and let me see it?
Yeah.
I don't know whether he could or not. I was going to ask him.
I'm sure he could. Yeah, he'd get you in that. Clarence likes to know. Because he's been working with your daddy for years. I bet, see, if you go ask Clarence. And Clarence would get somebody to carry you all around there.
Okay. I'll ask him. I'll tell him
when we come back up here, when we go down there, whatever.
Because I think if I see it, it'll be...
It'd be better.
Yeah, I could understand.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know of, is there anything that you'd put on it to improve it that you'd know of?
I don't know. I don't know of anything that would improve it anymore. Sometimes them 960 bags is not enough if we're blowing the cupola wide open. We need them. And before I left now, they talked about putting another section on it. But I don't think they ever have. But, I don't know of anything. It works mighty good. The state come by and checks us back when I was down there. About once a month, or once every 2 months. They always gave us a good grade on what we were doing.
Yeah.
I don't know of a thing that I would do to change anything. And U.S. Pipe has 6-7 shops, and they all meet the EPA requirements.
There's some up in Tennessee.
There's one in Tennessee, and there's two in Birmingham. Then this one, one in New Jersey, one in California. So California's real strict. Well, Tennessee's real strict.
There's one in California.
They are pretty well meet the requirements that the state or the federal puts out on. See, they have a law that you got to meet.
Yeah.
And if they come by and see you smoking, polluting air, shut you down. I always try to keep a close check on, because you can be operating in some of that hot stuff, hot center come out of the cubicle, and the ID fan pull it down there, and them cloth bags, they burn a little hole about like that. Then that thing is just shooting smoke out. I mean, just continuing. Sometimes we'd have to go in there and tie the bag off until we shut down, and then change and put a new bag on. Most people, a lot of founders going electric mail from county, they don't have all this air pollution to meet all the specifications and all, and it's not as much. Well, I don't know what the difference in melting through a cubicle and electric mail. Electric mail, you don't have all this.
Yeah.
But, and there's a lot of founders going electric mail. In fact, they said that down there would be going electric mail. They said that for a while up down there, but it never has. I mean, it hadn't yet. I don't know if they're planning on doing away with the cubicle and the baghouse and all, and going to electric mail tonight.
It's been down there over 20 years, the same one.
Yeah. And of course, they have to go in there and do maintenance work on it.
And so it's really expensive.
Yeah. And them bags, I believe they're probably $15 a piece.
There's 960 bags. Whoa, that's a lot.
But they, you know, after the first initial, and then they don't burn holes in them, or don't bust. Or they get old, and they will. But change so many every day, or check them every day, and you upkeep ain't that much.
What's are there any dangers involved in the baghouse? I mean,
the only thing is that if that gas, if you have to burn it in the cubicle, go out. Of course, the cubicle is automatically shut down. You don't have to. If the burners go out, the cubicle will shut down. That's to keep from it being dangerous, getting gases in the bag down, and blowing the bag out.
And so it automatically shuts down, so it won't blow up.
Them active burners burn a good bit of natural gas. They own natural gas, and they burn. That's the first thing you do. You light your burner before you start the cubicle. But if one of them goes out, they got two, and one of them goes out, it automatically shuts the cubicle. And it'll show you on a chart what's wrong. You look at that chart and see your burner's out. You go up there and relight the burner. That's the cubicle will start up. But it won't start up until the burner's relit.
Do you know of any disadvantages of having the pollution thing on you?
No.
So you find it an advantage?
Yeah, it's an advantage to the atmosphere by having a backpack. Used to the percentage of that smoke would cover up the house.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an advantage that they done a good thing when they put the backpack in. And every founder has to have some kind of something. It's either a bag house or water settling or something.
Would the water settling work on something as big as the cubicle?
I doubt it. They make them pretty good size, but it won't work on cubicle.
Do you know of the types of chemicals that come out of it now?
Curtis Franklin probably too.
Well, he would I be able to talk to him if I took a tour of it?
No, he's retired.
Oh, he's retired too.
You Campbell boy. Anything was first name. He probably hit you.
Campbell.
Yeah.
He works on now.
Clarence would tell you. Steve could talk to Clarence and tell him what you're doing. And Clarence would put you on a guy that could tell you all the gases that comes off of him and everything.
Okay. I'd get him to...
I worked down the sound. I didn't... Some gases in my... I was trying to keep the foundry going. But, Gary Campbell, that boy.
Gary Campbell.
He's not married. You might be. Boyfriend.
I guess that's all I need.
Huh?
I guess that's all I need.
He finished at Tech.
Hmm?
He finished at George Tech.
And he's like an engineer or something?
He's a ceramic engineer. Just thanks to him.
Mm-hmm.
He's a ceramic engineer. He could carry you on a tour.